The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, 13th of May, 2025, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. Like Phil Stubbs say, on this rainy day, we prayed for rain, and at the same time, we prayed that those who cannot withstand the rain have access to the resources that they need for better quality of life. But this is that balance, right? It's something that I think about all the time. Because when it rains, you all forget how to drive. You all forget what common sense looks like. It's terrifying for me on the roads when it's rainy because I could see the problems. You could see it. You could see it happening right in front of you. It's scary, right? But we also think about those people who are living in homes that are not structurally sound, whose roofs have holes. Then we think of the people who have no home at all, people who are still people who are unhoused, homeless people. We must consider all of them when we pray for rain. That's a part of community, right? Understanding that when you pray, you must make sure that your blessing is not a disadvantage or curse or detrimental to other people. Let's get the show started. We got to start with the most exciting news of all, the Guardian Media Group cruise giveaway promotion. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. Here's the best part. No visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. One, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Two, listen to Star 106.5 FM and Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Or four, make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing on July 25. So pack your bags. Get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included. That's the Guardian Media Group cruise giveaway promotion. Entry deadline, June 27th, 2025. A quick reminder about the Charles Farquharson Will competition. That's the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will competition, open to junior and senior high school students across the archipelago. One winner from San Salvador, one winner from Grand Bahama and New Providence, and one winner from the rest of the Family Islands. To win, submit two correct answers. the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's will, and the date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. This competition is being organized by the great-great-great-great-grandson of Loyalist Charles Farquharson, Mr. Dennis Carlton Bethel. So we've got lots to talk about this morning. I saw the notice from the Department of Meteorology yesterday. I don't see anything quite yet in the paper. I'll be honest with you, I haven't looked at every single page, but why would an important weather notice be in the sports section? So I want to read the 6 p.m. weather, or Bahamas public forecast, 6 p.m. Bahamas public forecast for Monday, May 12th, 2025. And I'm going to pull the notice that I found online yesterday from the Met Office. It's great to see people sharing this notice on social media because it's the important information. So yesterday, a severe thunderstorm watch was issued by the Bahamas Department of Meteorology. The Bahamas Department of Meteorology has issued a severe thunderstorm watch valid from 12 p.m. EST Monday, 12th of May, 2025, to 8 p.m. Wednesday, the 14th of May, 2025. A severe thunderstorm watch is now in effect for the islands of the northern and northwest Bahamas. A watch means that severe weather is possible within the warning areas. This includes the islands of Bimini, Grand Bahama, the Abacus, Andros, New Providence, Eleuthera, and the northern Exuma Keys from Ship Channel Key to Staniel Key, including the Exuma Land and Sea Park and all adjacent waters. At 12 p.m. EDT, lightning detection radar and satellite imagery continue to depict a line of moderate to heavy showers and embedded thunderstorms moving north and eastward towards and across the warning areas. These showers and thunderstorms are associated with a cold front that will move across the northern and northwest Bahamas. Some of these showers will be locally heavy and thunderstorms strong to severe at times, causing strong gusty winds, dangerous lightning, heavy downpours, possible hail, and possible waterspout or tornadic activity. Localized flooding is also possible during the passage of these storms. Boaters in the warning areas should seek safe harbor. Residents in the warning areas should remain indoors and away from windows as conditions worsen. Residents should not seek shelter under trees or in water, as these can become lightning conductors. This statement was issued Monday, the 12th of May, 2025 at 12:15 p.m. I saw a severe thunderstorm watch. I went to the Bahamas Department of Meteorology's Facebook page, the first place I find them, and the 6 p.m. public forecast reads, warning in effect, and we got most of that, a severe weather watch has been issued for northern and northwest Bahamas through Wednesday, the 14th of May. Outlook, moderate to heavy showers and thunderstorms will impact the northern, northwest, and central Bahamas through midweek. As forementioned, features progressively move north and east of the country. By end of the work week, a weak weather pattern will build across the islands of the Bahamas. Tropical moisture will enter the southern Bahamas, helping keep the chance of showers in the forecast. Special weather notes. There is a moderate risk of rip currents, particularly along eastern-facing shorelines. There is a moderate risk of rip currents, particularly along eastern-facing shorelines. I was also searching the tide chart for today. The next high tide in Nassau, New Providence Island is at 9:29 p.m. The next high tide is at 9:29 p.m. The next low tide is at 2:59 p.m. Low tide today is at 2:59 p.m., which means the tide is falling. It's now roughly 17 minutes past 10. Tide is falling, low tide at 3, and another high tide at 9:29. Now, why is that important? Because in areas where it typically floods, if it is raining during high tide, we know to expect flooding in those areas. So I think culturally, right, a cultural shift we begin to make in the face of climate change. Since we've made these economic and political shifts, let's make a cultural shift as well. The government is spending tremendous amounts of money to create a space for conversation about climate change, to engage it. And when I say they spend in money, they need to be there in the space to ensure that the space is broad enough and the correct or the most important and relevant topics, urgent topics, are discussed, right? So we spend all of this money to ensure that this conversation can be had, right? But culturally, what are we doing? Politically, what are we doing to shift the local culture? Here's one thing we're going to start doing. We can start checking the tides every day. Our great-grandparents used to do it. Our great-great-grandparents used to do it. If you are from a family island, your parents may have used to do it too. They may still do it. Check the tide every day, every night before they go to bed to plan. Right? And so that's what we're going to start doing. We're going to start planning our routes to avoid waterlogged areas, areas prone to heavy flooding. We're going to plan our route to avoid it, as opposed to doing what occurred this morning on the way to work. I just want to say, I hesitate calling company names when the behavior is not like detrimental. So you don't want people to think you're trying to destroy their company, right? But a very large vehicle that picks up dumpsters was speeding along Shirley Street this morning in the rain and the wet road. Why would a vehicle that large need to avoid water in the road? Have you not seen the size of your tires? Do you lack the spatial awareness required to operate a vehicle of that size? Why would you be trying to raise your petticoats out of the rain in such a large vehicle? And to do this, to avoid a little bit of standing water, this large vehicle decided that it was going to drive up the center lane on Shirley Street this morning. Just straight up the center lane. For what? Why not? Could do anything in Nassau. To avoid water. Not to avoid, because when people are on the side of the road and you're concerned about splashing them, you know what you do? You slow down. That's it. You start by slowing down. Let's talk about cultural shifts also. Pedestrians. Let me ask you a question. Why do you congregate next to puddles in the road? Why do you make it a point to stand next to the water in the road and then be upset when you get splashed? If you didn't plan to stay dry, why are you angry that you are wet? A lot of our problems could be solved if we began shifting culture first, as opposed to waiting on, relying on politicians and the merchant class to shift culture for us. Now, I found an interesting article to follow this up. Right, there is positive out there. Government signs HOA, heads of agreement, for first next-gen meteorological watch office in the Caribbean. The government of the Bahamas has signed a heads of agreement with the Bahamas Aviation Climate and Severe Weather Network, which is estimated to bring in $427 million in investment over 3 years. Michael Strawn, financial advisor for BACSWN, said, and that's B-A-C-S-W-N, said at the signing on Wednesday at the OPM, quote, "Today marks the historic signing of this HOA between BACSWN and the government of the Bahamas, signaling the beginning of a $427 million investment by BACSWN that will see the establishment of the first next-gen meteorological watch office in the Caribbean." So the organization, Bahamas Aviation Climate and Severe Weather Network, will be making the investment that will see the establishment of the first next-gen meteorological watch office, MWO, in the Caribbean, that will exceed current international standards, close quotes. BACSWN will provide real-time 3D visualization of hyperlocal weather. This will be achieved through the implementation of the MWO, that's the Meteorological Watch Office. The MWO will provide real-time weather data for the aviation industry using next-generation technology that will deliver real-time weather data to cockpits and all stakeholders in the flight chain. Producer, let's prep that call. This technology will help the airline industry to better gauge flight patterns and time their flights more accurately, saving on fuel costs and gaining carbon credits via the fuel efficiency. I'm going to go to this caller, and then I'm going to take us back to the Trump administration and some of their most recent decisions. Good morning, caller.
Holidays, who's stuck in the waste along with you, Aaron Green.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm only, thank God.
Blessings.
What I want, I heard over the radio they was talking something about our seabed.
Okay.
Explain that to me, because what I've understood, I don't like it. And what the Prime Minister and everybody else got to realize that the Bahamas is our country and us Bahamian in for the long run with this. Okay, because let me show you something. I was voting from way back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. So
I don't need
the
what I just be hearing. This is our country and we must keep it ours. And it's our intention to give that because we want our country. And we don't want anybody telling us how to run our country. And we don't want anybody come here and want to take up all of our land and buy up all of our land. Because we have children all over the world and their children are coming home soon. So I hope those people in the House of Assembly would get their act together. Because this is our country.
I get you. Okay, so seabed carbon credit conversation, Bremen, right? And so what happens is the planet, all on its own, before it met Bahamians, before it met Americans, before there were white people and black people, right? Because race was constructed in the 1600s. Well before then, right, the planet was capturing, like it had its own little process where it would capture carbon from the atmosphere and grass, right? Like plant life would capture the carbon. Because remember, plants inhale carbon and exhale oxygen, and us humans, we inhale oxygen and exhale carbon, right? And so the plants was just doing their thing, inhaling the carbon, and the language they use is they sequester it. That's like when the judge sequester the jury and say, no, y'all can't go home. You guys stay here until this process is over anyway. So the grass in the seabed, the grass on the bottom of the ocean, they capture carbon from the atmosphere, essentially. I could be wrong on that little technical point. And so some fancy people have decided that they're going to create a new mechanism. I'm not sure that the mechanism is doing what they said it's intended to do. But essentially, when the elements of your environment, like the seabeds, the grass, the trees, the ocean, when they capture carbon, they're going to monetize that, like give it a value and monetize that, right? And it was supposed to be a mechanism to moderate the behavior of larger developed companies. It was supposed to be a mechanism to do that. But it turns out it appears to be just another neo-colonial mechanism to maintain the underdevelopment of underdeveloped countries. See, because at the same time that this is happening, the Prime Minister is trying to grow a conversation that acknowledges that smaller countries like the Bahamas that are vulnerable to climate events because of the nature, the geography of the country, are bearing the brunt of the sins of these larger developed countries, right? Because their industrial behavior causes climate changes that result in stronger storms that destroy our country. So while we're having that conversation, though, it appears as if this carbon credit space may have been manipulated by grander and larger forces than our own to merely be another mechanism to maintain the underdevelopment of underdeveloped states. Yeah, that's that part there. The next part is, ain't that something, Brayman? Ain't that something? They had a whole conversation about the nation without including the nation, right? See, because the NIFA, it appears as if it's transitioned from a SWF to NIFA, even though essentially they're all the same. If they were, why does it need another name? But the point is that it appears as if the NIFA has created the space for this thing that I've been talking about for years called a debt for nature swap. See, a debt for nature swap is just a financial structural adjustment program. That's all it is. Right? And so, to your point, Brayman, is the government authorized to engage in financial or economic structural reform programs from supranational or intergovernmental organizations without the consent of the people? This ain't no just all ordinary policy decision. And see, we're talking about finance and the environment, these and structural reform, these are questions that you bring to the citizens. Because we need to have a conversation. You need to say, hey, we are considering, because that's how we like to say it, right? We're considering entering a financial structural adjustment program. They're not going to say, we messed up. They're never going to say that. That's why we need to have the conversation. So when they say, oh, we've entered a debt for nature swap, and we could say right away, oh, you mean a financial structural adjustment program, like an IMF program, right? That's what you mean. And then they're going to say, yeah. And then we can say, yeah. Okay, so now this is the point where you say, we underperformed. We did not score well on this test. Some people may say that we failed. Don't let this documentation convince you that that's true. That's probably what they can say. But the point is that we have to call these things what they are so that we could have the proper conversations. Because when you understand that what's happening is a financial structural adjustment program, then you could have a conversation that says, hold up, wait a minute. You haven't talked to the citizens yet about how we're going to do this. Because the strategy that you've adopted could potentially make it worse for us in the long run if not managed properly. And the problem is the people who are managing the solution are the same people that managed us to the problem. Yeah? Anyway, that was a whole lot, Brayman, that was hidden in there. Let's get back to the weather story quickly. Good morning. Can you speak more about race being constructed in the 1600s, please? Okay, just very quickly, in the 1600s, okay, so, like, before the 1600s, race as a construct didn't exist. A small group of Europeans realizing how very small compared to the rest of the groups, decided to create a hierarchy of power that would privilege them against everybody else, right? And so they created this construct of race, and then they said, white is good and black is bad. And at the time, anything that wasn't the white, their white was black. See, that's why Polish and Irish people were considered niggers. That's why the sign said, no Irish, no Polish, no niggers, no dogs. Right? That there. And so it was constructed at that time. I got to take a call. We're going to get back to that. And I'm going to get some local experts to talk more about it. Good morning, caller.
Aaron.
Yes, sir.
I and the Bahamian people got to protect our country, protect their country. Because they're just like mine. We don't need anybody to be raking off of us our natural resources. The water on the bottom of the sea is our natural resources, and it's keep the country healthy and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
What do they care about it? They want money. Let them go find a way to make money.
I mean, don't say that, because that's what they're doing.
They ain't going to get anything. They're destroying the country when they rake in everything so directly, when they rake all the seabed or stuff like that away. What happened to the fishes? Where are they going?
That's not quite how it works, Brayman. But
tell me how it works.
With the carbon credits. See, that's the funny part about it, right? They have to measure how much carbon is trapped by our natural resources, and then they have to.
It's not trapped. The thing is, it's just growing like natural, like a human would grow.
Yeah, I got you, Brayman.
They can understand that. We don't want them telling us foolishness. People got children and great grandchildren. You know,
absolutely,
what gotta
Brayman.
Inherit this country, beautiful as it is.
Absolutely.
So we don't want anybody stinging it up for our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and stuff like that. The Bahamian people better wake up.
Thank you, Brayman.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Okay, sorry I missed you. Back to this article, Government Signs HOA for First Next Gen Meteorological Watch Office in the Caribbean. This is the 9th of May, 2025 in the Nassau Guardian. It's a good read. Producer, let's prep the call. Let me take this call and check the text line, and then I think we're going to transition to, because there's so many more things to talk about in today's paper. But before we go there, when I finish with this caller, any of y'all notice like some of the roads seem soapy this morning? Like there's suds in the road, which I noticed because that means that the road is slick and then your driving risks increase. Your driving has to improve. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
First of all, blessings and thank you.
Yeah, those shirts should be sweeter, but I have a quick input here.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to remind some people there was an imbecile on the road yesterday. I picked up my daughter right on Blue Road, and so there's a gray Jeep. She was speeding, and so she, I don't know if she forgot it was a school zone, but I actually pulled out. I was moving slow, and so they I actually stopped the car and pulled it aside. Thought they would have ensued some type of argument, but I wanted to remind them that the speed limit is 15 miles an hour, and people do have children in the car. I had my little young daughter,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, so I mean, and it was a lady, and it was imbecilic, and she, the rate of speed, but she took off within the school zone. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on. It's like, I don't know, but I wanted to touch on the carbon science on this. I'm running with God. Dwight didn't read my text. They told God said, you know, because of the rainbow and the covenant that he made, he wouldn't destroy us by flood. So I'm going with God. I'm not going to go that we're going to be underwater within that time. I know about thermal expansion. I know about all these things, but I also know about gravity, and I have common sense. But as it relates to the carbon science, man cannot save the planet. You know, just the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And so that's who's in charge. And you would have known about orbital deviances and the likes. And so we know that planets respire and transpire, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Ms. Green, what I'm saying is, it's all a carbon construct. And why I call is because thank you for realizing what I was saying years ago when I said that they were not sustaining their development when they were developing. So you have now realized what I was saying, the fact that it's designed to keep us just a financial construct. Because, like, you look at the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, one is to get rid of hunger and reduce poverty. Ms. Green, you really believe that's, I mean, I don't blame them for trying, but you actually can see the difference. Yeah, and you can see the actions is different from the narrative. They can't reduce hunger and poverty when they're actually inducing it.
Yeah.
But you see the geopolitical construct.
Yes, sir.
But there's a one-way conversation about climate change and the carbon science and the carbon footprint and the calculation of carbon, mathematics or accounting and all those different things. The public has no idea what these things are all about. It's no different from the death for nature swap that most imbeciles think that it's a recent implementation. When I've been reading this being around from the 50s, I can show it to you in the Iron Mountain Report. It's what I'm saying. These things are not in 52's head as a conspiracy theorist, but rather a realist. And so when you call someone a conspiracy theorist, it's actually like an insult because it shows me you're asleep on the plantation. Give thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much, 52. So Shirley Street this morning, it seems like there's a substance on the road that is visible once there's water on the road and tires are agitating the water on the surface of the road. This is important, but it didn't get important at this point. This is, like, there's so many things that producer, let's prep the call. There's so many jobs, roles, or functions that are not being completed, not being attended to. Like, we have laws about your vehicle being properly contained if you are transporting, like, aggregate, like P-rock, right? Like sand, like trash, right? And so somebody's supposed to be enforcing that. We got street cameras all over the place, right? So I think that when a police officer, a public officer, a public servant observes suds on the road, do they know who they're supposed to call so an investigation can begin to determine how the road became this way? What's on the road? How it became this way? So in case of accident, right, and somebody needs to be sued for negligence, we know who that somebody is. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
So, Aaron, good morning, Aaron.
Morning. How are you?
You know, I agree with you. Somebody lost a lot of garbage on Village Road yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The whole way down Village Road, full of garbage. Now, it's clothes, food, you name it. How does that look for Bahamians that have to deal with that? And then visitors who see us as a country, and then they say, it's not looking clean. That disturbs me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a cyclist, it's very dangerous when you have a light rain like we're having. It's not heavy yet,
mm-hmm.
because cars leak petrochemical, every type. Brake fluid leaking, transmission fluid leaking, oil leaking.
Windshield wiper fluid leaking. Yeah, brake fluid.
Those, and gas. And those things leak on the tar. And what do you think it does to the tar? It softens it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the rain comes, it beats it out into a pothole. So until we're going to have proper MOT or inspection of vehicles, not just flashing your light and putting the blink on. Come on, man. You need to have a proper inspection so you know your car is running. When you put in 3 quarts of oil in your car every week, it ain't evaporating. It's leaking. And that, when the rain hits it, causes only 2 wheels.
Yep.
When you got 4, you might have something else gripping. But when you only got 2 and you run over that stuff, you finish. Now, global warming, carbon credit, I love it. Let me tell you why. Whether it's real, not real, you know, there's a debate going on.
Mm-hmm.
We could use it to our advantage. We tell them we're not going to develop Andrus, and we want X amount of money per year, $1 or $10 billion. I don't know. They could come and assess and tell me what that's worth, because mangroves mitigate carbon better than seagrass, I'm told. But whatever. Who cares? But my question
is... Hold on, Graham, just a point right there. Because I was touting that years ago. If preserving the planet is so important, then, and the world acknowledges the value of the archipelago of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the value to the planet, right?
Yeah.
Why is it that these countries are not prepared to pay us to not develop islands?
Exactly. And we have oil and natural gas. We could leave that in the ground as well, not to develop and extract it. We should be sitting on some big money. But are we going to give away the majority of the money and credit? Would we give away 75% of the credit to someone else for handling it for us? No. We should be getting them just like you go out and catch 10 fish today.
You too proud? Are you too proud, Graham? Because you hear what the thing is called? It's called a debt for nature swap.
That can't wait.
So what's derived from the swap will be used to pay down the debt while we enforce no mechanisms, implement no new mechanisms to moderate the behavior of the people who create the debt.
So I need to make you the carbon credit czar.
No, man. If the COI don't make me the Chikchani czar, Graham, I going left.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you if you don't. But let's look at the other side of this argument, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They keep saying, the planet, the poles are melting, the water's rising, we're going to be underwater in a decade. My question is, why would those rich people still be buying Manhattan, Lyford, these areas that are low-lying if they know they're going to be underwater and valueless?
Mm-hmm. Where's the run on land and the run from land and the run to land?
See, you and I should do a whole show, but you really need a czar. You need a set of czars that could actually think. It's like if I catch 10 fish today, right? Mm-hmm. I could say, well, I only need to keep one of these fish because, you know, the other people who taught me how to catch a fish, they should take the majority of the fish. That's how we operate, like soup kitchen owners. How could you let somebody take and put a new city around your cruise ship and get the best beach next to the cruise ship on PI?
Oh, look at where you're going.
They don't even have to come out of that area. They got a beach.
Graham, don't say something so exciting among such excitable people and don't expect excitement. But that's the break.
But Glenys Hanna will go down in history.
As opposing it.
A woman, a Bohemian woman, and she's with a political party, but I'm not going to focus on that. But as a Bohemian woman saying we should not do certain things. For her kudos today. But you will see, if people think that that place is safer than my place, wow. We'll talk about it when it happens.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one. And listen, the climate is changing today. It could be a little wet. Have a good... Hey, didn't we pay a bunch of money for some Doppler radar years ago?
You were, but I want to know where the hologram machine is, Graham.
I got to go. Yeah, have a good one.
Yes, sir. We're going to a break. Stay tuned. On the Clock with Erin Green. We're going to get into some more headlines. Delaport Point battle over Airbnb rental ban. My question, should non-nationals be allowed to operate short-term rental properties in the Bahamas? Another headline, alleged child rape victim treated for STI. Says tell supporters he will not seek re-election. More to talk about on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards, no job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let print masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Wake up, Bahamas. Join the Zonta Club of Nassau's second annual We Are Family Fun Run Walk and Push on Saturday, May 17th from 6 a.m. at the Montague Foreshore. Push a stroller, walk with Brent, just move with us. The first 100 finishers will receive a medal. Stick around for health screenings and wellness sessions. Every dollar supports PACE and the Bahamas AIDS Foundation, along with our youth programs. Registration for groups of 10 is $25 each. Single adults, $30. Kids under 13, 10 plus. Everyone that registers gets a goodie bag and t-shirt. Call us today at 807-3021 or email zontaclubofnassau@hotmail.com. See you at the Montague Foreshore on May 17th at 6 a.m.
My name is Sam, and I don't mean no harm. He said with a blink, please buy me a drink. My pocket's out of sync. I'll tell you a story, let's take a walk.
On the clock with Aaron Green. I'm sorry, because I wanted to hear Phil Stubbs tell me the rest of the story dead quick too. But I got lots of texts to read from. First text says, Aaron, tell Graham I'm not ready for his first world car inspections because my wallet to fix those issues is not that long. In today's Tribune, an article in the business section, bad roads aid auto repair shop demand. Given the focus of the government on, what they call it, automotive-based tax regime, you would have thought that auto mechanics would have been our second industry. But alas, not quite yet. Second thing, y'all see the rain out there? There's still tamarind on the trees. There's still good tamarind on the trees. But it's already the middle of May. There shouldn't be tamarind. I mean, normally there's not tamarind to harvest at this point in time. So if you know where there's tamarind on the tree, get it off the tree and dry it out. Get it off the tree, dry it out, keep it in a dark, cool space. You don't want it to mold. You want good airflow. You don't want it to mold. Right. Tamarind's still good. The tamarind's still good. You know what this structural adjustment thing is like? I mean, listening to Brayman's contributions. You know, little children, I remember every time when we come home, what you bring. You've been out in the whole world, and you're coming back to this little house with me and Zed and S in it. What you bring? You know why? Because little children know what you always be doing when you're not in the house. See, this is like a structural adjustment program, at least like ours. Because we know things tough because we the ones feeling it in the house with only Z and S. But them set out there, the parents, the parents we have, they the set who have fancy food when they out the house. They go to work and when they go to lunch, they have a fancy meal and finish everything. No evidence. Don't bring nothing home. And you at home eating ramen. You at home eating crackers and Vienna sausage. You know it's a structural adjustment program. You know something ain't quite right because they ain't never hungry when they come home, but they try to convince you that they sacrificing for y'all. So at least y'all have a little something to eat. Lobster and filet mignon on the job. That's what this debt for nature swap feels like. Okay. Lots of important headlines. Let me go through the text. I want to get the text people out there. Aaron, here's a master class about election 101. When we electorate elected people to government, we gave them the approval. Now we need to change the people we have in place. No, texter. No, that's not it. You don't give them the approval. That's not it. There is a constitution. There is a constitution. We elect them to govern. We don't elect them to do whatever it is they see fit or want to do. They can't even see fit. Look at how many of them done sausage up since they gone into parliament. Let me say that a little more politely. The three meats syndrome took over as soon as they stepped into the House of Parliament, the House of Assembly. No, no, no. They're not fit to do nothing outside of the scope of what the Constitution tells them that they could do. Yeah, that's in text. Good morning, Miss Green. Did you attain St. Agnes Church Sunday pass? You trying to get me in trouble, eh, Dexter? See, because you brought me to the point where I cannot tell a lie. No, I did not. No, I did not. The debt for nature swap is designed to enrich the landowner under the voluntary carbon trading market. Make it a point to expose this, Miss Green. Here's the thing. The government acting like they are the landowner. They're legitimately acting like they are the landowner. Here's another. Oh, good. We are. Well, here's another text. Pierce Corbin and Free Dyson and God are my teachers. I can prove and show why they're targeting CO2. It's involved in combustion and every aspect of our lives, hence carbon dating. We even exhale it. So why tax it if you don't know if it's natural or anthropogenic? It's a one-way narrative. All right. Somebody say, park your car then. Yeah, oh, if you can't get it inspected, if you can't maintain it properly, that's it. That's it. If you cannot maintain your car properly, like if you get in the car and when you start the car, you hear the sound and then you say, oh yeah, I was supposed to take that to the mechanic months ago. So you know. You know there's an issue with your car. You know there's an issue. And you know that that issue may result in a malfunctioning while you operate in the car. So you know there's a risk that while you operate in your car, something could happen with it, resulting in a circumstance that causes injury, damage, injury, or death. You know. And once you know, you do the right thing. You know you can't see properly, park the car till you could see properly. It's simple. Okay, so many headlines to go through. I think we can pick up Sayers, tell supporters he will not seek re-election tomorrow. Let's go to this one in today's Guardian. Not cost of firefighting equipment way more than $10 million, government says. I want to find the headline in the Tribune with Monroe. FNM's fire service plan called, quote, political showmanship grounded in fiction, close quotes. They just trying to be. See, it's the headline for me. The story's in The Guardian. Cost of firefighting equipment way more than $10 million, government says. But it's the Tribune's headline for me. FNM's fire service plan called, quote, political showmanship grounded in fiction, close quotes. It takes one to know one, doesn't it? Because in those weeks of public commentary from the minister, the minister responsible and the administrators responsible, y'all still didn't tell us how many fire trucks you actually have that are working that don't include the airport fire trucks that mean the airport has to close down every time the fire truck is being used outside of the immediate area. But the FNM are engaged in political showmanship grounded in fiction? Okay, let's go to the phone line quickly and then we're going to end with this story in The Guardian. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I'm going to speak to Mr. Dawson,
Say that again.
I speak to Al Dawson, please.
You called the live radio show, sir.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I thought that was a little obey. You was putting on just nine. You just say that out loud. Okay, here we go. Alleged child rape victim treated for STI. That's a sexually transmitted infection. A child rape victim was admitted to hospital to receive treatment for a sexually transmitted infection, a Supreme Court jury heard yesterday. Dr. Rashonda DeVoe made a disclosure during her testimony in the rape and attempted rape trial of Kinold Romaine. He's accused of sexually abusing a 9-year-old girl in 2021. Romaine has denied, we're going to go to page 9, has denied allegations at his trial before Justice Jeanine Weech Gomez. DeVoe testified that she examined the child in the presence of a mother on November 30th, 3 days after the alleged rape. The doctor said the child seemed, quote, very scared, close quotes, and did not admit to having sex with anyone. According to DeVoe, the girl allegedly said that the person said he would kill her and her mother if she exposed him. During the physical examination, the doctor noticed external injuries to the child's genitals. In response to a question from the prosecutor, Basil Cumberbatch, DeVoe said she wouldn't expect to see those injuries on a 9-year-old girl. DeVoe said she was unable to determine if there were any internal injuries, a discharge caused by trichomoniasis. I'm sure I didn't say that correctly. Defense lawyer Cassie Bethel questioned whether DeVoe had made a notation of the alleged threat in her notes. The doctor said that she had, but she was unable to locate those notes before she came to court. Betty Wilson appears along with Cumberbatch. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Just the word. The word maintenance?
Yeah.
It's not present in the African culture.
Okay.
You know, it's like
African or African diasporic? Like Africa on the continent or Africa in the diaspora?
In the culture itself, you know, we didn't have to actually maintain anything.
Okay, no. Okay, pause. Let's say this. Like, we did have to maintain things, but it wasn't ours, and we was getting beaten for them. So maybe we just say, well, we ain't for that.
Okay.
Let the master's things rot down then.
No.
Okay.
Pre-slavery. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is some, you know, and it's a 365-day-a-year thing, so, you know, we didn't have to maintain anything. Okay, so like, you know, in terms of us being in the West, it's something that we have to learn.
Okay, I feel you. I appreciate what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I don't know if I agree with it. At the same time, I'm not an expert. We're gonna need to get the anthropologists in and the ethno-anthropologists in.
It's stated inside the Igbo culture, actually.
Okay.
Okay, all right, bye.
All right. I still want to get the anthropologists and the ethno-anthropologists in to have a conversation. I think that's a fabulous conversation to delve into, right? Because environment dictates culture. Muchly, plentily, right? Directly. Environment also dictates culture. Is very interesting. Aaron, I don't want to cast any aspersions about certain cultures, but why does it seem that men from certain cultures like to sexually assault the young? There are also claims of fathers from this culture doing things to their young. What do you think, Aaron? We need to have the conversation in the most sensitive way, because what you will find is that amongst groupings, like when you say cultures, people automatically think of a certain thing, right? But what I will tell you is in each of those groupings, there's the culture that exists, right? So Europeans, Africans in the diaspora, various Asian cultures, because I can say Asian as if it's a block, but we know it's not a block. We know it's not homogenous, right? That within all of our groupings across the planet, ethnic groupings, cultural groupings, you have a subset of people who are engaging in these types of sexual violence. I was even struck by the language in the article, and I wondered the intent, right? And because I think it's a positive thing, but a child rape victim, right? And then we talk about who it says during her testimony in the rape and attempted rape trial, right? And then we go on to say he's accused of sexually abusing a 9-year-old girl. All rape is sexual abuse, but not all sexual abuse is rape, right? All forms of rape, all rape is sexual abuse, but not all forms of sexual abuse are rape. And that's why we got to be so careful with the language. And if it's rape, we need to call it what it is. If it's rape, let us call it rape. We are all out of time. Okay, tell that caller that he is misleading the public because there are equivalent words to the word in various African languages to the word maintenance. Like I said, Dexter, we can talk about it. Because look here. At that meeting, I can let my ancestors, I channel in all my ancestors. Me? I supposed to maintain the house of the boy who whipped my child out of my body? Me? African, enslaved African like me? They're saying that's probably what gonna happen at the meeting. Anyway, it's my apologies that we didn't have enough time to talk about everything I wanted to talk about today, but I'm glad y'all called and I'm glad we talked. We got more talking to do. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. Oh, and be safe out there on the roads. Put your phone down. You need all eyes on the road, even your third eye. Rastaman knows time to overstand the situation.
Mister, it's plenty of we. Once we was tadpoles, now we done full grow the pawn come see.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.